I am joined here by the charming, the lovely Rose Leslie. Hello, Rose.
Hello there. I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm so sorry. I've called you Rose Nielsen.
I picked that up.
Feel free to say you know nothing, John Ross, if you want to, OK? Feel free to just drop that bomb.
I'm as tempted, Jonathan.
OK. It's great to have you here. Thank you so much. I know you know I'm a big fan of yours. I loved you in Game of Thrones. I love you in Downton Abbey. But now you're back in a brand new thing. Let's talk about the new thing first, and then we'll talk about some of the older work.
Yes.
The Last Witch Hunter opens in cinemas this week on Wednesday.
Does indeed.
It's you and big Vin Diesel.
Yes.
There's been a big scandal about Vin, of course, about diesel emissions over all over Europe recently.
That has indeed. Yeah. Volkswagen did not see that coming.
What a terrible attempt at a joke that was. Tell me about the film. It's The Last Witch Hunter. You're not the witch hunter, but you are being hunted or not?
Well, no. So I play, the character that I play is Chloe, and she is a modern day witch living and working within New York City. And she runs and owns a bar, a memory bar, with which only witches can go to kind of tap into their past, which leads Calder to her door, and Calder is played by Vin.
So a memory bar. So you go to, most people go to a bar because they want to forget, but they witches go to a bar because they want to remember what things they'd experienced or others have experienced.
Yes, things that they've experienced and getting all nostalgic. So kind of tapping into their past, maybe their childhood or where they forgot their keys or anything that could be of use to them.
Very handy.
Yeah, very handy.
Witches often get a very bad deal. And of course, the weird thing about witches is, you know, we have films with zombies in and there are films with vampires in, but there aren't, as far as I know, real-life zombies or vampires, but there are people who are pagans, people who follow the Wiccan way.
Absolutely.
Who are genuine real-life witches. And I guess, yes, in a way, partly you address the bad press they sometimes get in this film.
We do, and I think certainly with the Queen Witch, she looks fairly demonic. Like, she is a scary creature.
Oh, she's a bad girl all the way through.
She is, indeed. But you're absolutely right. Witches, for many, many centuries, if not millennia, have had a terribly bad rap. And you know, they have long held a malevolent grasp on our imagination in thinking that they are evil and mischievous. But yet, the flip side to that is that we do see good witches within this film.
The wise women. There would be the wise woman of the village, and then, you know, terrible ancient misogyny. We go, OK, something's going wrong. Let's burn that one.
Yeah, exactly.
But now you're saying
prosecutor and then executor with no real proof.
Did you encounter any actual Wiccans or witches were making this? Did you discuss this with them? Was this kind of like, or was it just happened to be so in the script? Because it's nice. It's quite refreshing to see this side of it.
Indeed, absolutely. Well, I think the research that I did, I started off with the Salem witch trials, and then that fairly quickly that began to depress me. I thought that the hearings and prosecutions and executions were just diabolical.
It's not a great slice of history to wallow in, is it?
Really? No, certainly not to wallow in. And so relatively quickly I kind of skipped that part and just kind of took my own version of the Wiccan way in the film.
There's a new book coming out now, I think, a new history book about the kind of whole witch trial period, but it is a fascinating period in history, if a somewhat depressing one.
Yes.
This is a more fun, it's more upbeat, it's more of an action, it's a fun action romp, really, I think I could call
exactly,
it that.
Exactly, yes.
How'd you get on with big Vin Diesel?
He is a very cool guy. Yeah, he's a very cool guy. But I was an incredibly fortunate woman whereby I was surrounded by brilliant cast members. So I had Michael Caine and Elijah Wood and then Joseph Gilgan, who is fabulous, and Dari Olofsson. So, you know, I was looking around set being like, how the hell am I here? Like, it was a very cool thing.
And did they shoot in New York or did another city double for New York? Because sometimes they do it in Canada, don't they, and other places?
Sometimes they do, but actually we shot in Pittsburgh. So we were in Pittsburgh for about 4.5 months, and the art department did a fab job at kind of like making sure that it felt like New York City, and they replicated it beautifully.
I wouldn't have known it wasn't in New York.
No.
It looked like New York to me.
Yeah.
Is that fun when you're working in America, do they react well? I guess they do favourably to your accent.
They do. I think that as a result, they're kind of constantly wanting to make you talk, so just they can kind of like sing song along with you. But I love the American accent, so I'm rather annoying in that respect, whereby I just want to kind of talk like them.
Which part of America do you favour the accent from?
Valley. I think I can do California Valley girl.
Okay, so yeah. this is Rose Leslie Nielsen doing LA Valley girl for you.
No, this is like Rose Nielsen, and this is her doing a Valley girl. But wait a minute, I haven't even like warmed up, so
to
get better.
That's really good.
Oh, thank you very much.
The remarkable thing I find is because you sound, it's so crisp, it's such kind of pronounced English that you use there, you know, the real correct way of speaking, and yet you are from Scotland.
Indeed. Yes, I am. I'm born and raised in Scotland. It's where I still consider home to be. But my family and I, we moved to France when I was about 10 years old. And so then kind of adopted this weird French-Scottish dialect and slowly but surely the Scottish was kind of like put to the side and then left France and I was educated in southern England.
And where in Scotland did you begin?
Aberdeenshire. Yeah, so northeast.
I consider that quite posh Scotland, but am I wrong in that or is that correct?
Well, certainly within Aberdeenshire, I mean, it's very kind of like vast and we're kind of few and far between. So, I mean, I've never really thought of it as posh Scotland. No.
Okay, here's the thing. I don't know if you know this, but there was a British Airways have done a survey.
Oh, yeah.
They surveyed 1,000 Americans.
Okay.
And they said, what accents do you like in England? And these people of that survey came out on that they found that the sexiest accent in Britain is the Glaswegian accent.
Look at that.
I know. I'm not quite sure how to react. I'm taking that kind of personally, I'll be honest with you. Glasgow got 23% of the vote, sexiest accents. Do you want to know who came one up?
Yes, please.
Lord, God bless you, love. It's the old Cockney, isn't it? Oh,
the apples and pears.
That's not sexy either,
no,
is it?
No, it is sexy.
Is it sexy?
It's sexy because it's so compelling. You just want to speak to somebody forever.
Here's the real
shot. When they have that accent.
Here's the real shot. Well, you sound so intelligent, okay? I would have thought they would have
said
your kind of accent. But no, when they asked what was the most intelligent British accent, they said the Geordie accent.
Wow.
Ant and Dec are falling off their stools in amazement. That's why they can't get arrested over there. They think they're too smart. Elijah, he does look kind of permanently startled, doesn't he?
Oh, does he now? Yes, okay, with big, big wide eyes.
Yeah, he always looks a bit... It's like someone surprised Dermot O'Leary and he's, like, delighted. But he's terrific,
I think that's
isn't
him acting.
Yeah. But you enjoy making that kind of thing? Because it's, I would imagine, a very different experience being on a big film set like that in Pittsburgh than it is, for example, making Downton Abbey.
Yes, certainly with relation to Downton and then... And, well, this is my first ever studio movie.
Ah,
yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much. But certainly with Downton and then The Last Witch Hunter, yes, there is a big difference. But I was spoiled rotten with Game of Thrones just because the budget behind that, like HBO... they are fantastic with the cinematography and the locations and obviously the storyline and set design and everything, that I was kind of like well aware of that level of standard.
It's such a beautifully made series, though. But I guess for Game of Thrones, I guess it already started and being a hit when you were cast, because you appear in series two, don't you?
Yes, I was a newbie. I kind of came to Thrones at the end of season two. And I was well aware of the books.
And you already knew then it was a hit, because I guess people were signing on for one. There was a chance that, you know, it seems like a no-brainer that, of course, Game of Thrones would be this worldwide phenomenon, but
yes.
When it first started, I guess it wasn't for HBO, but you were joining something which was already considered a success.
Very true, and something that was established and already had a backing with the fact that it was related to the books. And but yes, and you know, it was a fantasy genre, and I don't think anyone was too aware of, you know, how much of a phenomenon it would become.
And Ygritte, what a great character to have to play, Ygritte. So I guess signing on, you knew what was happening with her, or did you try and avoid that?
I did. Well, I was a massive geek, Jonathan. So as soon as I landed the role, I read all the books, and so I was clued up to her demise fairly swiftly.
So how many books have there been? Have four out or five out? So
five, right?
Five. So you've read all five.
Read all five.
Wow.
Yeah, and six is coming out soon. I did think it was meant to be coming out kind of in August, but maybe I was wrong with that.
Well, everyone's been waiting for six, because I don't think George Martin has finished it yet. But is that going to be the last book, the sixth book? Or
I think, but I may be getting it wrong. I think he's going to write one more. So I think George is going to write seven in total.
Wow.
But I could be wrong in that. I'm not sure.
Incredible. But the book, of course, is different in many places to the series. I mean, they do different things with some of the characters. As a fan of the books and as someone who appeared in the series, what's your take on that?
Well, my take is that I'm incredibly biased, first of all. But David Benioff and Dan Wise, who are the creators of the show, I feel that from the beginning they have been incredibly loyal to the book, and you know, they've done a fantastic job at making this so visually stunning and immersing the entire world into Westeros that you know, you can't fault them.
The last series, which of course you weren't in, but the last series, I guess you were watching it.
I was all over it.
Man, it took forever to get going, though, didn't it? It was about 7 weeks, nothing happened. I'm saying, come on, let's have something. About 7 weeks.
Let's have a little bit of bloodshed.
Dinklage is locked in a box for 5 weeks, and they're just travelling, and they're just complaining, and Jon Snow's moping around, and then finally it kicked into gear about show nine. Wow, they took their time, didn't they?
They're making you wait for it, exactly.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it. But it must have been a lovely part to get, knowing that. And once again, here's a spoiler alert. If you haven't watched Game of Thrones and you want some surprises, which I fully understand, even though it's been out for a while, but we're going to do a little spoiling for you. Okay, so when Ygritte says goodbye.
Indeed.
What a lovely, what a powerful, and what a romantic moment that was. What a kind of, I imagine, as an actor, that's a great thing to know you're working towards.
Yes, very true. And I think that certainly with that episode kind of eking up with season four, we were all kind of like emotionally building up to it. But they did such a fabulous job at kind of like saying goodbye to all their actors that it was very emotional. But at the same time, you're right, it was kind of beautifully done and beautifully shot. And you knew that you were in incredibly creative, talented hands with regards to the directing and the producing, that that it was, you know, they were going to make a spectacle of it.
I think that was Neil Marshall, the British director.
It was
who
indeed.
Had that episode. And
yes.
They sort of wheel him out for the really big ones. When there's a big battle and a lot of choreography needed, they
then
get
Neil is called upon. And actually, I saw Centurion last night, and I know that Neil Marshall kind of directed that, and you can see why.
Are you a fan of other kind of the... Because now TV seems to be the place to go. Obviously, people love making movies, they love going to movies, but long-form TV is where an actor gets a chance to develop a character and really work at it. Very what true. Other shows do you watch? When you are Netflix and chilling, in the purest possible way, what shows do you like trying to... what do you binge on?
What do I binge on? I have always loved Breaking Bad.
Oh, come
and
on.
So, I mean, I did... I mean, obviously, it's on Netflix, and I think I watched that the entire season, like all of them, within the space of a month.
Wow.
That's a little window into my life, Jonathan.
That must
Take
have
it
been,
as you will.
You must have thought you were in it. I bet you were waking up and you were looking out in a paranoid through the windows looking for the feds.
Yeah, exactly. Meth head galore.
But that's the great thing. A friend of mine refers to box sets and series like that as marriage savers. He says that's what it is.
Oh, okay. So you can bond and kind of sit on the sofa together.
You've got something you know you both want to do every night. You put everything to one side and you say, okay, let's watch. We're on season 4 of The Killing or whatever it is. Let's get involved. That's what it is.
It's
so
great.
After this, what's next for you? We've enjoyed you in Downton. We've enjoyed you in Game of Thrones, of course. Witch Hunter opens in cinemas all over the UK on Wednesday.
Indeed.
And then in America at the weekend, I guess.
It is,
But
yes.
What's the next project for you? What are you actually working on now?
So I feel extraordinarily fortunate to have been a part of Luther season 4.
Oh,
so
BBC wow.
Luther will be coming out in December.
And Big Idris.
Big Idris. And so I play a new character within his world. And I'm a new addition to his team, and we try and hopefully manage to take down an incredibly nasty character. But they always are.
Well, they have to be.
Yeah, they have to be.
If Idris was up against someone who was just committing traffic offences, then it wouldn't be anywhere near as compelling, would it?
No, exactly. That would not be a 9 o'clock slot.
Boss, he's parking on a double yellow again. Get me everyone down there now. He's sitting in a yellow junction box. Come on, we've got to stop this man before he goes too far. And your hair, your lovely ginger hair, is showing no signs of diminishing in any way. It's still flaming beautifully.
It's still flaming beautifully. I mean, I am finding a little kind of stray grey hairs every now and then.
Oh,
but
really?
I take them out.
You know what?
Pluck them very quickly.
When they come, let them come.
Embrace it.
Yeah, embrace the grey. So lovely to see you again. Thank you, Rose, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Good luck with Witch Hunter. It's going to be a huge hit, I suspect, and can't wait to see you in Idris.
Lovely. Thank you very much.